Welcome to As It Was, Tales from the Mythical State of Jefferson. One rainy night, 1912, the Stratton family's neighbor in West Medford, Oregon, Wells Lounsbury, came to their door with a suitcase. He said he had walked from Central Point but hadn't found his family at home. Stratton informed him that Mrs. Lounsbury had moved to the Medford Hotel because she was frightened at home alone. Lounsbury said he would walk there and refused Stratton's offer to keep the suitcase. The following spring, a journalist came to tell Stratton that Lounsbury had been arrested and accused of robbing a train. Stratton couldn't believe that the very nice Lounsbury, a graduate of Harvard or Yale, son of a judge and a wonderful father, could be a train robber. Apparently, Lounsbury, who had worked as a postman, had committed several quiet, nonviolent robberies, stealing mail and putting it in a suitcase. His wife maintained that if Lounsbury was guilty, it would be because he had suffered a head injury in a train accident. Stratton traveled to Kansas to be a character witness, but to no avail. Lounsbury was found guilty and never returned to his wife and sons in Medford. Today's episode of As It was written by Pat Harper, edited by Kernan Turner, and produced by Raymond Scully. I'm Shirley Patton. As It Was is a co-production of JPR and the Southern Oregon Historical Society. To share stories or to learn more about the series, visit asitwas.org.